ladies and gentlemen, wanderlust enthusiasts, and fellow globetrotters, welcome aboard the thrilling journey of the Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. Get ready to fasten your seatbelts as we embark on a virtual adventure filled with travel tips, upcoming vacation events and deals, and riveting travel reports. Hosted by the one and only travel guru, Dave Bryan, the Bubblehead. This podcast promises to be your ultimate guide to exploring the world and making the most of your wanderlust. Let's see where the bubbles take us.
Welcome to Bubblehead Talks Vacations. Are you dreaming of a winter escape? In today's episode, we're diving into the best winter getaways for sun seekers and snow enthusiasts alike. From the stunning beaches of Belize to the snowy slopes of Colorado, we'll explore top destinations, travel tips, and exciting activities to inspire your next adventure. You'll also hear about what happened since July in my life, including my upcoming cruise and preparation for the Dopey Challenge next week. And don't forget to enter our Norwegian cruise giveaway before January 12th to win the vacation of your dreams. So whether you plan to escape the cold or embrace the cold, we've got something for everyone in this episode, so let's get started. Are you dreaming of your next getaway? Enter to win a free Norwegian cruise for two. Choose the itinerary of your dreams and enjoy a balcony stateroom with us. Whether it's the wild beauty of Alaska or the sun-soaked Caribbean, this is your chance to make it happen. Don't miss out. Contest ends on January 12th. Visit bubbleheadvacations.com/contest to enter now. Your dream vacation is just a cookie. Hey, Bubblehead family. I know it's been a while since our last episode back in July. I'm just absolutely thrilled to take some time here and record our first podcast of 2025. 2024. Unbelievable year for us as a travel agency, as me as a person, had a lot of things positive happen. And then the back end of the year, it got really rough on our personal life. And I'll be honest with you, things are on a much better path than they were just a few months ago, but things are in great shape and we're doing pretty good here at Bubblehead Vacations. So all that being said, so glad we're able to record this podcast. But just high note things to talk about. I'm going to temporarily relocate to Guam at the end of January for work. It's just one of those things that happens. I'm going to take some time, head over to the tropical island and do some stuff from out there. Once I'm settled, I'll share updates about living and working there on a tropical island. I'm sure everybody's excited to see that stuff. On the business news, Bubblehead Vacations recently celebrated its second anniversary back in December. And I'm proud to share that we exceeded our sales goals for the second year in a row. We've also launched a new wedding travel venture, offering pre-wedding, group travel, destination wedding planning for travel and honeymoons. It's been an incredible journey, and I'm honestly grateful for all the support I've gotten through that and all the brides and grooms I've been able to help along the way. Looking ahead, Nicole and I are excited for a relaxing getaway on Celebrity Silhouette starting, actually, we leave for the airport the morning, flying to Fort Lauderdale. We're going to be there all weekend. And then if you guys paid attention to me last January, I ran the Dopey Challenge. I signed up for it again. I was very disappointed last year and that the half marathon was cut short due to thunderstorms. Disney called that off. I signed up for it again. I've trained really hard for it this time around. I'm really looking forward to doing the Dopey Challenge. The weather right now looks like we're going to have clear skies, but it looks like it's going to be quite cold. By Orlando standards, but for a guy that's currently in Connecticut, it's going to feel almost like home. And some of the other things we've been up to is living as close to New York City as we have. Nicole and I have actually made, I think, 4 trips down into Manhattan to watch our favorite NHL hockey team, that's the New York Rangers, play at Madison Square Garden, which has been incredible and a great time for us to go do. They're not playing so right now, and I have a lot of frustrations with that team, but my Steelers are doing good, so we're doing good there. And I'll tell you, if you ever have a chance to go to Manhattan or you have any questions or anything, we were just there a couple weeks ago, so we can really talk to you about where to stay, how to get in the city, things to do. But anyway, as winter sets in, many of us seek the perfect escape, interesting clients, and evenly the amount of vacations I plan in the winter, surprisingly for me, is about 50-50 between snowy adventures and sunny destinations. Me personally, I always will gravitate towards warmer climates After spending 12 years in Maine, I tried everything you could imagine to try to enjoy the cold and the snow, and it just never set in. This guy here, Dave Bryant, the Bubblehead, I'd much rather have my feet in the sands and honestly be a scuba diving or snorkeling than out snowshoeing or something. Now, there are plenty of people who try to get me out there, and there are a lot of people that love it. And trust me, I book a lot of travel for people to go play in the snow. Me in the cold and me personally, just not my thing. But in today's episode, we're going to dive into the best winter destinations for sun seekers and snow enthusiasts. Whether you're dreaming of tropical sunshine or the magic of a snowy retreat, there's something here for everyone. Before we move on, here's a quick travel tip. Constantly challenge yourself. It's my secret to staying young. And hug the ones you love, because life can change very quickly. Let's explore determination whether your next winter getaway will be in the sun or the snow as we talk about this deal from Virgin Voyages. Do you save 80% on your second sailor and enjoy up to $300 in drinks? Please book a consultation with me today to lock in this incredible Virgin Voyages offer before it ends on January 3rd. Hey, welcome back. So we're going to get into winter destinations. First on the list is Belize, known for its stunning barrier reef, the second largest in the world. Belize offers exceptional scuba diving and snorkeling experience. The Great Blue Whale is a must visit for diving enthusiasts, and the rich marine life makes every underwater adventure unforgettable. If you want to explore beyond the usual spots, consider Erotomo Island in Japan, part of Okinawa. This lush haven boasts mangrove forests, waterfalls, coral reefs, providing a serene escape into nature. St. Lucia stands out in the Caribbean with its lush landscapes and luxury resorts. By the way, Santos just opened a big resort there. The island's iconic pontoons and beautiful beaches make it a top choice for adventures and relaxation travelers. For those interested in Mexico, Playa del Carmen offers beautiful beaches, vibrant nightlife, and a proximity to cultural sites like the Mayan ruins of Tulum. It combines relaxation with rich cultural experiences. The appeal of warm destinations during winter is undeniable. Many travelers from colder climates seek the sun to escape the chill, and activities like scuba diving and snorkeling provide both adventure and a chance to explore vibrant marine ecosystems. Nicole and I will be in the Bahamas on Saturday, so look for our social media there. While I haven't visited any warm destinations recently, like I said, going to be one Saturday, I'm looking forward to an upcoming cruise departing from Fort Lauderdale, which is where I'm recording this, with stops in Key West in the Bahamas. Reflecting on past travels, about 3 years ago, I embarked on a similar cruise in the middle of January. Vividly remember spending an entire day lounging on the beach in the Dominican Republic, basking in the warmth while knowing it was chilly back home in Maine. It was a perfect reminder of why winter getaways to tropical destinations are so rejuvenating. Regarding activities in warm destinations, I recommend a mixed relaxation and adventure. For the thrill seekers, there's always a zip line through some tropical canopy and forest. Where you're getting an adrenaline rush and a unique landscape. City tours, normally you can walk through a lot of the cities. Winter is several tropical regions are hosting unique events and festivals. For example, carnival celebrations of the Caribbean are a colorful and vibrant way to experience local culture. These festivities add an extra layer of excitement to any trip. Costa Rica is an excellent choice for family-friendly destination. Diverse ecosystems, families can enjoy everything from a beach day to wildlife tours and the rainforest. The country's commitment to sustainability also provides an educational opportunity for younger travelers. While planning tropical getaways during the winter season, it's essential to prepare. Working with a vacation planner, like Bubblehead Vacations, can provide personalized recommendations for access to exclusive deals, choosing destinations that genuinely interest you ensure a fulfilling travel experience. For those dating, between cruise and land-based stays, both have their advantages. Cruises offer the convenience of visiting multiple destinations without the hassle of unpacking numerous times, while resorts provide an immersive experience in a single location. Consider your travel preferences and desired experiences when making a choice, and look for an experienced travel planner like myself to help you out with that. Common mistakes travelers make when planning warm winter getaways include neglecting sun protection, which is very crucial, but a lot of people don't think about putting any at all sunscreen on their feet. And I've seen all kinds of nasty sunburns take people out on the tops of their feet. So just make sure that if you're going to wear sandals or flip-flops, you're taking care of your feet. Warm winter destinations offer a perfect escape from the cold. Activities range from relaxation on sun-kissed beaches to adventurous exploration of vibrant cultures and ecosystems. Proper planning and consideration of personal preferences can lead to a memorable and rejuvenating getaway. And if you really want to see an awesome cruise, we're on Celebrity Silhouette. We leave tomorrow. So anyways, thank you for the time. We're going to get into part two of this segment where we focus a little bit more on wintry destinations. All right, now we're going to turn our focus to the colder getaways in the winter. While I'm not much of a cold weather traveler myself, many of you love the magic of snow-covered landscapes, exhilarating winter activities, and cozy nights by the fire. For top destinations in the United States, Colorado and Montana are hard to beat these days. Both offer stunning mountain scenery and some of the country's best skiing and snowboarding opportunities. Colorado's Aspen and Breckenridge are perennial favorites, while Montana's Big Sky boasts vast terrain and fewer crowds. If you're looking for something more off the beaten path, consider Leavenworth, Washington. The Bavarian style village transforms into a winter wonderland with festive lights, snowy streets, and plenty of activities for the whole family. Another underrated option is Davis, West Virginia, home to Timberland Resort and Cannon Valley State Park. These spots are perfect for skiing, snowshoeing, or just another way of enjoying the beauty of winter. For international adventures, there's plenty of incredible options. Zermatt, Switzerland, nestled at the foot of the Matterhorn, offers world-class skiing in a charming car-free village. In Japan, Hokkaido is famous for its powder snow, stunning hot springs, and honestly, some unique weather festivities. For another truly extraordinary, Tromso, Norway is a magical destination where you can witness the northern lights, stay in an ice hotel, or even try dog sledding. I spent some time in Norway on one of my adventures. Always eat some reindeer if you get an opportunity. Some people I know don't realize this is a delicacy, but it's actually pretty tasty. The appeal of the cold destinations is clear for those who love winter activities or the serene beauty of snow-covered landscapes. There's no shortage of adventure from skiing and snowboarding to ice fishing and snowmobiling. And let's not forget the cultural traditions and unique experiences you can find, like the Haven Ice and Snow Sculpture Festival in China, or Norway's Ice Music Festival, where the instruments are made entirely of ice. Even if a skiing isn't your thing, there are plenty of other ways to enjoy snowy destinations. Snowshoeing is a peaceful way to explore the winter wilderness, and soaking in the natural hot springs is a relaxing contrast to the cold. Winter wildlife tours are another great option, offering you a chance to see animals in their natural habitats. Preparation is key when planning a cold weather getaway. Start early to secure the best deals and know your budget so you can choose the best destinations to fit your needs for the dollar you want to pay. Working with a travel advisor like Bubblehead Vacations can simply make this a better process for you and help remove some of the stress. Packing for snowy destinations requires some extra thought. Hydration is unbelievably essential in cold climates, so drink plenty of water. Make sure you get on that early. A lot of people think because you're out in the cold, you don't need it. Because of the layering and because of the cold, you don't feel how much that you're working and exerting yourself. I find that myself training in winter, running like I have been the last couple months, I really need to hydrate even more than I do in the warmer times. Anyways, I digress. Dress in layers to stay comfortable. And don't forget protective gear like gloves, hats, and thermal clothing. One mistake many travelers make is overexposure to the cold. Remember to take breaks and warm up regularly. For families or first-time travelers heading to snowy destinations, my best advice is to plan activities everyone can enjoy and dress appropriately for the weather. Layers and hydration, once again, keys to staying comfortable and healthy during your trip. While I'm more of a warm weather traveler, I can appreciate the magic of snowy adventures. Whether you're hitting the slopes, exploring a winter festival, or simply soaking in the beauty of a snow-covered landscape, cold destinations offer an entirely different kind of getaway. Trust me, I can appreciate both climates, the hot and the cold. I will tell you though, I'm just a warm weather guy. When you hear me talk about the cold weather, there's basically feedback I've gotten from friends and family and fellow bobblehead voyagers that I've had the opportunity to help plan winter destination trips. All that being said, hey, I'm going to throw it out to our Facebook group, Bubblehead Vacation Voyagers. Pay attention to what we're talking about here.
Set sail on a new adventure with the Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers. Be among the first to anchor in our new Facebook group, designed specifically for the Bubblehead travel enthusiast just like you. Help us chart the course. Share your stories, dreams, and the best-kept secrets of the traveling world. As we grow, so will the perks. Exclusive content, direct travel support from yours truly, the Bubblehead, and first dibs on special offers. Be a part of the foundation of a community that's going places. Join the Bubblehead Vacations Voyagers today.
All right, so we're going to wrap this thing up. Appreciate all you guys that did join Bubblehead Vacation Voyagers during the contest we ran. We just ran our 12 days of Bubblehead Vacationmas. We do 12 days of giveaways, had over 2,000 people participate. Do appreciate everybody that did it. But anyways, we're going to wrap up the podcast, quickly revisit that we've covered what we've covered as our wrap up the episode. Whether you're chasing the warmth of tropical beaches or embracing the thrill of snowy mountain adventures, winter offers a chance to create unforgettable memories. Belize stands out for its incredible scuba diving and pristine beaches. Colorado continues to be a skier's paradise with its world-class resorts. The main takeaway from today's episode, book early and work with a travel advisor to make your winter travel dreams a reality. Whether it's the sun or snow calling your name, preparation is key and seamless, and make for an enjoyable getaway. Before we go, let me remind you of our current giveaway. You can win a complimentary Norwegian cruise for two, complete with a balcony stateroom. You got to enter by January 12th at bubbleheadvacations.com/contest for your chance to choose the itinerary of your dreams. Don't wait. Your dream vacation is just a click away. Don't forget about our incredible Virgin Voyages promotion. Right now, you can save 80% on the second person on that cruise and enjoy a bar tab up to $300 on Virgin Voyages. Reach out today to lock in that deal before it ends on January 30th. I'm also excited to share updates from our upcoming cruise. We leave tomorrow out of Fort Lauderdale on Celebrity Silhouette. We're going to stop in Key West. We're going to stop in the Bahamas. Then we're back. Make sure you're paying attention to social media and TikTok and YouTube. I'll have videos up. And then from there, I'm going to go do the Dopey Challenge. We're at Walt Disney World from Monday through the next Monday. I'm going to go do those races at Walt Disney World. Make sure you're paying attention to all that. If you're into Run Disney or you want to know anything about that, please reach out to me. I'll talk to you about it. We'll announce the topic of our next podcast episode here very soon. If you have any suggestions or want to hear about something, comment on social media or message me about that. Before signing off, I want to wish everybody a happy new year. 2024 was unbelievably challenging for me and my family. We're just looking to make 2025 the best year yet. Let's embrace the opportunities ahead and make this year one to remember. As always, the way we like to say it here at Bubblehead Hawks Vacations, let's just remember to take a deep breath and let's see where those bubbles take us. Thank you. Appreciate everybody. Have a good day.
And that, my fellow adventurers, wraps up another exhilarating episode of Bubblehead Talks Vacations Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed the ride, but the adventure doesn't end here. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and catch every episode from Dave the Bubblehead. Share your travel tales and experiences with us too. Connect with the Bubblehead on social media and be part of our amazing travel community. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, every journey starts with a deep breath. So let's see where the bubbles take us.